We're talking right now with our U.S. wheat representative from Santiago that's traveling with this group from Ecuador and Peru. Andres, potential your last name for me.
Saturno, like the planet with an O at the end. Saturn with an O, yeah. Okay.
And so you're actually working with countries throughout South America?
Yeah, we are always working with Brazil, Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Colombia, and Chile, of course, where our office is located.
Okay. And we've got with us Lucia Garasa, and you're in Peru. Tell me a little bit about your operation, the milling operation that you have.
Okay. I will make the translation for her.
Okay, very good. Puedes
decirlo en español y yo hago la traducción. ¿Cuáles son las... ¿Qué es lo que hace tu compañía en Perú?
Nosotros tenemos molinos para harina, para sémola, también para hacer pasta, y también tenemos fábrica de galletas donde también utilizamos la harina de trigo.
They have a pasta factory and a cookie and cracker lines, and they also, of course, they have a mill to give them all the flour for their purposes. And they grind hard red and soft red winter, both classes and some from other origins.
Tell me about what quantity or what you, are you a regular purchaser of some U.S. wheat?
They are regular purchasers. They grind cuánto muelen más o menos. They are grinding close to 500 tons per day. Their cookie and cracker lines, I must say that I'm not sure, but they are going to be close to 3,000 tons also per week. For pasta, they have long and short goods, and I remember they make a really nice lasagna too.
See, you've had a chance to see the wheat operations here in Oklahoma, the millers, some of the operations. What's impressed you?
¿Qué fue lo que más te impresionó del proceso de producción en Estados Unidos? ¿Qué fue lo que más te pareció interesante?
Las variedades que están trabajando, todo el...
Sí, tranquila.
¡Qué horror! Eso, toda la evolución y todo el trabajo que se está haciendo con nuevas variedades para mejorarlas y la cantidad enorme de producción que hay, los silos enormes que tienen.
She was impressed on the quality of the varieties that is creating Oklahoma wheat and commission, and of course the farmers and the breeders. And also she was impressed on the quantity of the milling capacity, the transportation, the shuttles, all of that. Mm-hmm. She was very impressed on the quantity and not only the quality.
Okay. You know, what, in your mind, why is it important that we have the opportunity to bring millers, operators like Lucia to the United States to see our operations?
The problem is that most of them, they grind our wheat, but they also grind from other origins. So if they don't know exactly what are going to get from each one of our classes, they are not going to make good decisions when they have to compare with other origins that they already know, like Argentine wheat. That is always something very common for them because it's very close. Mm-hmm. Or... I don't know, Uruguay also have good wheat, Paraguay too. So if they want to buy from the U.S., they have to know exactly what they are going to get. And this is a really nice or really good chance to understand each one of the classes, or classes, U.S. wheat classes.
Andres Saturno, the technical manager accompanying this trade team from the U.S. Wheat Associates office in South America in Santiago, Chile. He was accompanied in this conversation that we had in Wacomas with Mrs. Lucia Garasa, research and quality control manager for her company in Lima, Peru. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.